This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 124. Okay, I want to share about two conversations I had recently. Two quick stories to set us up for today's topic. I was talking to a good friend, and she has a grown daughter who's in therapy. And she was feeling really conflicted because in many regards, she'd been a very good mother. Amazing, I would even say. And she really showed up the best she could, despite the challenges of being a parent. And it really bothered her that her daughter needed therapy and felt like she didn't belong in certain places like church. And like, ultimately, there was like this mix of like love and pain that she was feeling and her daughter was feeling. And so that's story number one. Story number two is I was talking to a client and he was talking about this idea of, as he's building emotional connection with his wife, that sometimes it was awkward. Now, I know you listen to this podcast, so enjoy that I'm referencing you specifically. Okay. And we were talking about how, yeah, it is awkward and it's also amazing. And it's a mix of the two. That in order to get the amazing, you kind of have to accept the awkward that comes along with it. I want to talk about these two ideas that, like, it's a mixed bag. You get awkward and amazing. You get love and pain. All relationships, all people, they're a complete mixed bag. This is not a white hat, black hat scenario. Something I teach my clients along these lines is that, like, hey, you're married to an imperfect human. You're an imperfect human. And that means it's going to be imperfect. There's going to be some pain. There's going to be some awkwardness. We love those close to us and we hurt them. Our relationships are amazing. They're awkward. It's okay for them to be both. It's okay for you to be both. It's okay for your spouse to be both. I think this is a really powerful tool and a great one to use. This is what I want to talk about, though, is that, yes, this is a great tool and one to use, but one to use with discretion. Like, this is a tool that comes with a warning label. Use with caution, or use, like, do not take if the following symptoms are also happening. Like, I want you to use it, but not like it's a one-size-fits-all tool. Let me tell you what I mean by that. When you're in a mixed faith marriage, there's going to be hurt, pain, awkward, irritation, frustration. Okay, that is just, it's going to be there. There's no sugarcoating it. It's part of any marriage. It's definitely part of a mixed faith marriage. So when you're looking at your marriage and you're trying to decide if this is the tool to use, like, do I just need to like relax a little bit and just accept that we're dealing with imperfect people and that there's going to be this mix of good and bad, and I can just like take a deep breath and be okay? This is what I want you to think about, is I want you to really pause first and evaluate what's going on here. Like, what I mean by that is this like a low value or a high value topic that we're wanting to apply this to? Let me give you an example of a low value topic. My husband likes to eat ice cream. Shocking, I know. And he likes to put it on his spoon, put it in his mouth, take it out of his mouth, but there's still ice cream on his spoon, put it in his mouth, taking it out of his mouth, and rinse and repeat until there's no more ice cream on his spoon. I call this double licking. For some reason, this is highly annoying and irritating to me. It's just not my happy place. So I don't tend to sit with my husband when he's eating ice cream. I leave the room. Now, this is a low value thing. Like, it's not compromising any of my values. It's not compromising my self-worth. it's not compromising like an important need or want I have. It's not doing any of that. It's just irritating to me. Very low value. So this is a great situation where it can be really helpful to remind myself that, hey, married to a human, my human, he does this like funny thing with ice cream. You know, he just, it's gross. And that's the package and I'm cool with it all. Because dwelling on that, sitting there and staring at him and letting the frustration and the irritation and the annoyance build and grow is only going to cause me suffering. It's only going to cause me to be annoyed and then act snippy or passive aggressive and basically throw grenades into the evening we may be having. So in the overall scheme of things, this is really immaterial, very low value. So great place for me to apply this coaching tool and just like take care of my own internal experience and reframe it and move forward without that frustration and that annoyance, because like it's just a great fit for that tool. Okay. Another situation where this tool is not applicable and where I would not recommend using it at all. And it's in what I call like a high value situation. This is extreme, just to make my point. And then we'll use some less extreme examples, but this is just to make my point. Is if my husband were an arms dealer and he were providing weapons to militants across the globe, okay, yeah, that's annoying. That's gross. But this is also now definitely infringing on some of my values. This is not something I can just be okay with and be like, yeah, he's a human. You know, it's always going to be a mix of like good and bad. Like this is where I stand up and I say, no, I don't want to be involved in this relationship. And I'm going to make some changes in order to be in integrity with myself and my values. Okay. Now I get eating ice cream and being an arms dealer, like they're kind of silly. They're just to give you an idea of the concept. But now let's apply it to how it can work in a mixed faith marriage. Because I think this is where it can get really interesting. So remember, the framework we're working is like, is this high value or low value? Like, is this material or immaterial? Is this impacting your values or not impacting your values? Is this compromising on your sense of self-worth, your sense of value, your sense of personal integrity, or not? And if it's low value, this is where we apply the tool. If it's high value, I have a different recommendation. And so if it's high value, then make the changes. Rock the boat. Do that. If it's low value, you don't want to get hung up on this. Doesn't really matter. Let them be human. Let them be imperfect. Don't let this cause you to go crazy or lose enjoyment in a perfectly functioning relationship. Okay. So let's talk about how to apply this, because it's not an absolute standard, meaning this doesn't apply the same to everybody. Everybody's going to have different things they consider high value and different things they consider low value. And this is highly individual and highly unique to you, because you're going to have a different set of values than other people. You get to choose your values and you get to decide what's high value and what's low value. So that means you have to figure it out for yourself. Other people can't tell you what's high value and low value for you. You get to decide. I guarantee you there are some people in this world, and if their spouse was an arms dealer, it wouldn't matter to them. It would be a low value thing. For me, high value. Okay. Everybody's different and gets to decide. So some ways I see this showing up in a mixed faith marriage is around topics like alcohol. For some people, this is not the hill to die on. It's not a high value. For some people, it's quite the opposite. It is very high value. For some people, it's just annoying. Yeah, they don't like it. But it's not really compromising them and their integrity. I've had a client in the past who, without examining the situation, thought maybe it was a high value, because for her, partaking of alcohol was a high value thing. That was something she was certainly not interested in by her own values. But as she explored it, she realized, but for her husband, for somebody else, it was actually more low value for her. she found that that wasn't something that she needed to adhere to for him. He could do what he wanted with his life. So it was low value in terms of the relationship, where she could then pull in the tool of like, look, sometimes it's amazing and sometimes it's awkward, right? Sometimes there's love and sometimes there's pain, and being able to reframe the situation by using those tools. For others, this is certainly the hill to die on, you know, based on their own safety or values or preferences. They, when it applies to using this in the relationship, they consider this a very high value topic. People get to make these own judgment calls for themselves, but I want you to examine and look at what these judgment calls are for you, and understand that you using it can be a different high or low value than your spouse participating in certain activities or not. Another area I see this show up with work I do in clients is like LGBTQ stuff. For some people, this is an extremely high value area. It is very important and it's very material to their relationship and their interaction with their spouse. And they will speak up and address it no matter what. Like, it is not something they can just brush aside and be like, no big deal. And for other people, this is very low value. You know, it's annoying that their spouse doesn't agree, but whatever, like, no big deal. And if this is high value, then you don't want to be silent on the topic, no matter how much stress or tension it may cause in your marriage, because like, it's going to impact you in such a high value way. For some, if it's low value, then it's one of those things that like, it's not worth the stress and tension that it brings into the marriage. So just, you know, go into the like awkward and amazing and use that tool. So this is what I want you to do is like, now that we've fleshed out like this concept and this idea, can be really helpful to look at your own relationship and start to ask yourself, like, what topics in my marriage are causing stress and frustration and annoyance and anger and hurt? And then ask yourself, like, literally write this down, make a list, you know, ice cream eating, whatever it may be, write the list. And then I want you to ask yourself this, are these like low value or high value? Are these important to me? Are these material? Are these infringing on me and my worth and well-being? Or are these just not that important? Are they lower? And when I say not important, I don't mean zero important, just lower down on that scale. Other questions to ask yourself, you know, how consequential is this? Is this a minimum standard? Is this a deal breaker? If it's highly consequential, definitely something that is a deal breaker or a minimum standard that you are not willing to compromise on, then it's going to be a high value item. And if it's a high value important item, then I would not give you the advice to just be like, you know, they're an imperfect human, just roll with it. For that particular situation and that particular topic, I might say, stand up, speak up, rock the boat, fight for what's important to you. Because if you don't, you're going to feel worse. If you don't, you're going to feel disempowered. You're going to feel small. You're going to feel unseen. You're going to feel discounted. You're going to feel unimportant. I think it's really important that we stand up and speak up about things that are high value for us. And if they're not high value or not material, can you just let them be human? Can you just let them be awkward and imperfect? Can you just let that there's sometimes pain and that there's sometimes love? Okay, I hope you found this helpful. Ask these questions, like pull out a piece of paper and do it. This is something I help my clients figure out. Like, what are their values? What are high values and low values? What are like, so they can then apply this in a really practical way It actually can be really challenging just to identify your own values and then to prioritize them. What we don't want is we don't want you to gaslight yourself. And that's sometimes what happens when we're like, nah, it's not that big of a deal, when in fact it is. Don't want you to gaslight yourself. Be honest with yourself. Do the work to live in alignment with what really matters. And if it doesn't, and if it's just a low value thing and not the hill to die on, just let it go so that you can enjoy your life and enjoy your relationship. And really the goal here is ultimately the same. The goal here is ultimately the same. Like, just how can you apply the tools to make your life, your marriage, better and healthier for you and for the life you want to live? All right. If you need help with this, identifying your values, figuring out if they're high value or low value, figuring out if you're gaslighting yourself or if you are being honest with yourself, or if this is an area that you can just let them be human, reach out and let's talk. Go to brookboothcoaching.com, grab a free call. Happy to hear from you and spend an hour, dig into your stuff for free. Let's get this figured out so you can have a high value life. All right. Wishing you the best.